I'm Matthew Woods, host of Leading Out of the Woods, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another great episode of My EdTech Life. Thank you so much for joining us on this wonderful day. I hope that today your day was just full of greatness and you had a wonderful, wonderful, awesome day. And thank you so much for joining us and for all of our friends that are joining us across the globe. I don't know what day it may be. It may be already well into the next day, but wherever it is that you're joining us from, thank you so much for always listening and for all of your support. And I want to give a big special shout out to all of our sponsors. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I want to go ahead and give a special thanks to our newest sponsor, EduAid.ai. So thank you so much to Thomas Hummel and Thomas Thompson, who have also been on the show. So please make sure that you check out EduAid.ai. And also big shout out to Goose Chase, Content Clips, Derivita, Alongside Care. And thank you so much, you know, for believing in us. And can't forget Lucid for Education. I appreciate all of your support. We do what we do so we can amplify educator voices. So thank you so much. And I am really excited about today's chat. Our guest is just an amazing person. I found out about him and the work that he's doing through his platform called Storied.Work through a former guest that we had, Matt Ivey. And Matt, if you haven't checked out that episode, please make sure you check it out because Matt is doing some great work as far as integrating AI with dyslexia or dyslexic learners and trying to do some great work with accessibility and accessibility tools. And he used this particular tool that he posted up on LinkedIn, and I just got very curious. And from that moment on, my world changed. And so I am excited to welcome the founder of Storied.Work, Mr. Nick Koshnick, to the show. Nick, how are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Yes, Nick, honestly, I'm really excited. I know we talked a little bit about pre-chat. I know we've met twice before online just so I can hear your story and hear the work that you're doing. But then I also get to share just some great wins for Storied.Work and being able to share this at TCEA this last year here at the Texas Computer Educators Association Conference. And we'll get all into that in just a second because, again, what you are working on is something that is great. And I'm really excited to help amplify your work and your platform. So, yep. Nick, before we dive in into Storied.Work, please, can you tell us a little or give us a little brief introduction and what your context is, I guess, within the AI space and, you know, as a founder? So tell us that journey.
Yeah. So I'm a dyslexic entrepreneur. It turns out that as dyslexics are more likely to be entrepreneurs, if they can get enabled, they can sort of create this world that they want to see. I was terrible at writing. I could never pass an essay test, but I was good at math. I was good at like some sports and some music. And so I got by. And I eventually went to Stanford to get my PhD. Again, like deep dive into the technical stuff. I left there, I started a company, got VC funded, sold it. So a lot of exciting journey. And what I came back to with this is so much about what we do is about communication. If you're at a big company, if you're at a school trying to communicate with parents, your like communication is essential to getting our work done, but also to sort of like own our own like trajectory we want to create. So I was working a little bit in executive coaching, and then we were building an app for coaches. And then we realized that with all of the new tools with AI, you could build an app where you can just talk out your ideas and get to super, super clear writing. So this is a passion project for me, right? Because it's like, I need this to communicate clearly with others, but other people are using it. And I'm just sort of thrilled by like, how this is enabling people. And I'm just sort of so thrilled to be connected with you after you found the app online.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm just really excited. And that's so great to hear. And thank you so much for sharing your background, you know, because oftentimes, you know, I love this is my favorite part of the show is that introduction, because I really love for our audience members to really make that connection with our guests. So thank you so much for sharing a little bit about what you've done and what you're doing. And obviously talking about dyslexia, but what you're doing is wanting to enable people to communicate, to bring their thoughts and that thought process and be able to see it come to life. And that to me was one of the coolest things that I have seen. I mean, I know ChatGPT came out over a year ago and, you know, that kind of blew my mind. And I was like, oh, that's great. You know, I have it on my phone. I have it on my computer and yes, I use it, but it doesn't do what your app does. And that's what excites me because of the potential that it has and that I've seen. And again, in sharing it, more than anything, Nick, I want to share just that excitement of seeing a room full of educators just get blown away by the possibilities that this has. So let's talk a little bit more about storied.work. And so you mentioned you wanted to create something that will enable people to communicate, bring those thoughts into ideas. Did you have anybody in mind, or was this just something that you said, hey, I myself am somebody that wants to get my ideas out and be able to see them come to life? What was the thought process? Can you share a little bit about that backstory?
Yeah, a lot of the backstory is from executive coaching, life coaching. I'm a primary parent of my kids, helping them, enabling them get their thoughts out. I was really sort of working in that space. And how do you become so the app is built to be an active listener, to really give you that space to ask clarifying questions. I love, you mentioned ChatGPT. I love it for many, many things. Like if I need to look up facts or reword something, but I wouldn't call it an active listener, right? Like if you say like, I want to write in a LinkedIn post, ChatGPT will write you some like something, but it's not your ideas, right? And this is designed to be a listener to you. So you can talk out your ideas and then it can get them very, very clear. Not someone else's ideas. It can enable you. It's your pilot, like a communication coach or just when, you know, I'm digressing a little bit, but a lot of the best people, the most creative, the people that have like the best ideas and get the most done, have people around them to hear them out and help them communicate. Well, this is like a tool that is there for anyone. If you need to talk out your idea, and we'll go into some examples soon, maybe after showing a little basis of it, but it's around for anyone. So basically no one's unblocked and everyone can get heard.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And just to give you a little backstory on myself too, as being an educator and being in education for 18 years and being in the classroom for 11, I think one of the biggest things that I enjoyed, or at least tried to do, is allow my students that thought processing time, that discourse. And many times what happens is, you know, in teaching fifth and sixth grade, and then I also did high school, is oftentimes students are just like, you know what, just tell me what I need to do just so I can do it, and so on. And you know, we have to move fast through a curriculum. We've got to do and meet certain things at a certain time. So sometimes I think that obviously that time is of the essence. And a lot of times we cut back on that discourse or that communication or allowing students to ideate and just even verbalize their ideas. But one of the things that I can attest to is that when I was in the classroom, obviously we didn't have this amazing tool yet, but in using some tools where I would allow students to record themselves and I can hear their thought process. If I was giving them a task, they would either present, they would, like I mentioned, record themselves. They would do a drawing, whatever modality it is that they felt most comfortable with submitting to me. I found it to be very useful because I still saw their thought process and the learning that was taking place through that digital artifact or that analog artifact, whatever the case may be. Now, you know, a couple months ago in discovering your app, the way that you explained it right now, it is so perfect because it really is, and it really does feel like a true co-pilot, like a true active listener. So I myself, you know, again, flipping the switch into that educator cap, I was like, this has so much potential within the classroom for all types of students, students that may need supports, students that may not need supports, but also there for teachers, which I can't wait to share with you a couple of things too that, you know, at TCA, we got a lot of great feedback from Storied. So that is wonderful, but you're absolutely right. The difference between any large language model that I've seen that is really just either on your desktop, laptop, or your phone does not really feel like an active listener. As a matter of fact, it's like you're just really telling it what it is that you need to do for you. And it just doesn't have that feel. And so I can't wait for you to demo this for us. So what I want to ask you now is, you know, you mentioned allowing and enabling, you know, people, students, ideas. How is it that you were able to kind of, you know, I guess, come up with the app and the concept to make sure that it does exactly like you said, to be able to take my ideas that may be a little scatterbrained, but put them down and then really just get them to kind of flow. So what was the process there? I mean, the experimentation, the betas and the testing and all of that, you know, how long did that process take?
Yeah. I mean, we've been going hard at it for a little over a year. And even before that, we were building a system that would enable executive coaches to use voice as a way to communicate and listen and then transform that with AI. And I think there's a couple components there. One is if you can free up your hands and talk out your idea, it's a huge barrier, right? It's people feel safe if they write only one or two sentences. You can imagine your middle school teacher or middle schoolers that are, you know, reluctant to write. But once they start talking, you can hear that, like, they've got these ideas. So that's one component is the voice. And then another part is just listening, like thinking more about how you would interact as a human to like ask a clarifying question, right? You wouldn't want to write like, here are 10 really hard long questions. If you're a human, you just want to ask that the part that they need to hear to get clarified. And then I think we're also thinking about the way we write, so it's like visually easy to skim, because you know, the long writing styles, we just want it easy to skim so that people can see the main points and they're like very visually structured. So just a bunch of stuff there that we've really picked up from the executive coaching and listening space.
Oh, that's wonderful. And, you know, one thing, again, I know you revert back to the executive coaching and listening space, but sometimes I am always in awe of, I guess, just the potential of those tools, where sometimes, you know, you're thinking that executive coach, but myself kind of putting that educator hat on and being like, whoa, like, you don't understand what you've got going on here that could definitely take the education landscape by storm and schools and help and enable so many students and even teachers with, you know, different abilities and that need additional supports. Right. You are... I can't wait. Like, I'm so excited about it.
I take this as, I mean, it's one of those things where like, what do I do for my kids? Right. I have to focus, get out of my like AI space and be like really present to listen to them. Right. And when I am, that's so enabling for them. And what do I do for my friends? I have to focus and be present to listen. And then if I can actively listen, they're like, wow, this really helped. And, you know, my teammates, whether it's, you know, or communicating, I do a lot of Boy Scout stuff. So communicating with the parents on that, it's just really a missing thing right now. And I think during the pandemic, we realized it was like really missing. And if you have remote teams, or like you have to communicate with many people like principals do, you have to get it into clear writing, but you still might need that space where you can just talk out an idea to get there as a step. And so that's a little bit what we're building. Maybe we should show the demo so that we're less hand-wavy.
This is a great segue into that. I was actually going to go ahead and bring up the screen here. So let me go ahead and pop that in. There we go. All right. So go ahead, Nick. Show us yours. Show us this because this is something marvelous.
Yeah. So, I mean, it basically says, like, what is your idea? Talk out your ideas. And you just talk out what you're thinking. You might say something like, I want to create an email to the parents, or I want to create a document with this idea, like this plan, a meeting plan for tomorrow's lesson. And if it's not clear, it'll come back and ask you a question. Like, what was that about? What part you enjoyed? Like, it'll detect what things you need to, like, maybe say a little bit more before you can create clear writing. And then sort of as soon as you hit convert to writing, you can ask for more questions if you want. It will display it in a way that's very visual. And I also want to make clear, this is a desktop version. We also have the app. You go to the same website and it just works on your phone, and you can even load it to your phone. So you can be like walking in I live in the Bay Area. So you can walk in the Baylands and be like thinking about tomorrow's lessons and just talk out that idea. And right there, you've got a lesson plan. And then you can keep editing. You can look just like with ChatGPT, you could say like, this is great, but I need one part to be changed. Change it. And then click share and send it away. If you need to send it to your coworker or you can get it in your email if you want to use that for your lesson plan. You're like unlocked and ready to go on your next thing.
I love it. That is something that is so amazing. And I know that you and I had talked about about a week ago or something. And I love what you said right now that, let's say if I'm an educator or pretty much any person, but I'll stick to education just because that's what I'm most familiar with. But like you mentioned, this isn't a tool that I'm going to be using to create my lesson plan. This is going to be the tool, like you said, when I have that epiphany or that aha moment, and then say, hey, based on this lesson, I can go ahead and extend this or take this idea and expand it, and or I want to add this or I want to add that. And it's here on your phone, and then it comes out. It's there on a digital, platform that you can edit, and then you can enhance that lesson and go in deeper. And that, to me, when you mentioned that, when we spoke, I guess it was about a week ago, I was like, yes, that is it. Because even oftentimes for myself, I work with teachers. Sometimes I'll do training sessions with them. And then after I leave, I'm like, oh, I forgot that. Or, oh my goodness, I can take this to that next level. And now, like you mentioned, one thing that I loved is I do have it on my phone. Nice. And so it's there on my home screen. I bring it up and then I can just talk my ideas out and just go to town. And it has been an amazing tool. And honestly, for myself, I have always found writing to be a struggle for me. I don't know if it was just because it was very punitive, when I was growing up. And so it was just like, oh, I don't want to write. I don't want to share my writing. And maybe just kind of that imposter syndrome. But now the fact that I can just take those ideas and speak them into existence and then be edited in a nice way, like you mentioned, that you can skim through. That's something that's wonderful. So, Nick, what I would love to do, if you don't mind, I know you showed us kind of a demo there. You walked us through it, but I would love to show our audience also as well how we can go ahead and do this on the desktop. And the phone functionality is very similar and it's going to work great. So let me go ahead and also share my screen and I can go ahead and bring this in.
While you do that, mm-hmm. Writing is a hard skill. It's one of the hardest skills we learn, writing and reading. But what you really want to do is enable you. So if you like writing, that's great. But what if you have a good idea when you're leaving the grocery store, right? What if you are just sort of having a moment of like, there's papers everywhere and you need to like just talk through your main plan? This is just another tool you can add to your mix. And if you're one of the people that really like can't, dysgraphic, dyslexic, you have some of those like really negative emotions with writing, this is totally enabling. But it's really enabled for visual thinkers, for like kinetic thinkers, people who liked it, you know, have all these different forms of learning styles. This helps them get through writing.
I love it. All right, here we go. So here's my screen. I'm just going to go ahead and click log in. And I'll go ahead and do that. All right, here we go. All right, so this is what I love about your platform. I mean, it's very basic. The UX, UI on it is wonderful because everything is nicely cued and it's just there already. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go ahead and briefly record a little bit, kind of like a recap of maybe TCEA, because I do want to talk about that as I did introduce this at a learning lab. So let me go ahead and do a quick recording here. All right, I'm going to go ahead and click allow. So this year at TCEA 2024, I was able to lead a learning lab with various educators from around Texas and really around the nation. And I was able to show them the importance of AI, not necessarily in a way that it's going to be overwhelming to them, but in a way that is subtly introduced to them. And I shared storied.work, which is a wonderful platform where you can take your ideas and speak them basically into existence, where educators can go ahead and have those epiphanies and immediately write or immediately speak into the app to be able to enhance a learning lesson that they might remembered or take it to that next level. So I'm going to go ahead and stop there. And now it kind of picked up with what I do. And now this is the part that you mentioned. We're going to go ahead and just convert this to writing. And like I said, I wasn't perfect in my speaking. Sometimes you can worry about that. You can go ahead and re-record again if you'd like. But something that I love is I can just go straight into this, just like you shared right now in the video. And it's just transforming those ideas into writing. And look at this. This is what I love. TCEA 24 Learning Lab, Embracing AI in Education. By yours truly, when it was created. And then, of course, it gives me some bullet points. So it already took what I shared and set it up in bullet points. But one thing that I loved, like you mentioned too, as well, is you've got your AI picture here, but we can also go ahead and have those menu options. Like you mentioned, we can identify gaps and answer some of those questions. It says, and like you mentioned, it's an active listener. So Nick, tell me a little bit about this as far as the active listening, where it says identify gaps. This is amazing.
Yeah. So the first part of active listening is really giving them the space when you're doing the initial recording and not jumping in too soon. Like, we will only ask a question if we really need a question, but you were clear. So it allowed you to move through. And then after you've written, you know, like, part of it, the hardest part of writing is getting started in the first place, right? And so we allow you to get there, but then we ask questions that help you cover things that you might have missed, just like a writing coach, right? Except you're free to do this on your own, like on your own time. And that's tremendously enabling to have that available to you at any time. Then the last part is we give you some so the questions are there. The second one down is the main idea. Part of writing is expanding your idea, and some part of it is compressing it around a single focus. We give you some options, and then you can say, actually, I really need the focus to be around something else, and you can describe that, and it will rewrite that around that. And the final one I want to say is the describe changes, which is the bottom right, which is maybe you can describe this in what you did at you told me some of the things you shared at TCEA. If you have a multilingual group or if you need to rewrite this as an email, it really will listen to you and do its best to sort of transform that writing style or even the language.
Yeah. Now, this is one thing that I love too that I shared was, for example, as a teacher or a principal like you, we got into that idea that they've got a lot of things. And many times it's like you walk out of a classroom and you've got so much on your head and then it's you forget. Now they can pick up their phone, they can get their idea across. But the one thing that I love too here is also if there was some communication that you needed to do in Spanish. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. When I was prepping for this learning lab, for some reason, I just was there and I said, hey, okay, I'm going to share storied. And I said, I never tried this, but I'm going to give this a shot because if this works, this is going to be a total game changer. So I'm sitting there, you know, about half an hour before my session starts. And I'm just kind of, you know, playing around, getting ready to do some demos and just kind of getting my points across. And then what I went ahead and did is I just said, you know what? How about if I write translate into Spanish? And then I just said, let me give this a shot, see what happens. And this is the moment that my brain just kind of just exploded, because being able to take what I just spoke and obviously the format that it had given me, because it asked me, you know, what specific main ideas I want to work on and so on, it expanded all of that. But now it changed it into Spanish. Nick, I'm going to tell you this right now. The reaction in that room, there were 50 plus educators there. I mean, every seat was full. And when I shared this with them and they saw that this translated that document that quickly and that easily from inception of the idea to speaking the idea and then seeing the creation of the idea and now just translating it, they were blown away. And so today, like I mentioned to you earlier in the pre-chat, I did get an email from one of the participants asking, you know, for the resource, because I guess they misplaced the link, but they wanted the resource that I shared because they wanted to get to connect with Storied because of the potential.
Yeah.
So for my educator friends out there, like I mentioned to you, and then you just saw in a matter of seconds, I was able to summarize what I did at TCA, the presentation. Storied asked me or gave me some options as far as changing the main ideas. And I did. And it kind of rewrote that in this model here that you're seeing, or this example, and I was able to translate it. And then the other thing that I love that Nick shared too through the visual demo is now you can change this into a blog post, a cover letter, an explain it to me as I'm five, a journal entry, a memo, an email. And this right now, like I said, look, in a matter of seconds, you've got that transformed into an email. Nick, just thank you for this. This is amazing, Nick.
Well, thank you. I mean, again, back to that coaching, mm-hmm. It's giving people a safe place to articulate their ideas where they're, you know, their information is secure and they can be heard. Wow, that's really needed in today's world. And then you can go and adapt it, right? Like, and let's take back from the dyslexic perspective, right? Spelling is not still automatic for me, right? Sentence structure is still not perfectly automatic for me. And so if to have a place where I can just get my ideas out and talk them, and of course I make mistakes when I talk, but then I just sort of like correct it and eventually get it out. It's like getting to that first draft, right? Like that is so important for children, and it's actually so important for adults, right? If you are feeling like, if you need to get that message out to your parents, but you're not quite sure what it says, just hit talk. Like just hit and talk through your idea. You'll get there. And then you can worry about the rewriting and whatever. And then maybe you've got, you know, part of your class is, Spanish speakers, so you can rewrite it for them. Like it's just taking one component at a time and really trying to enable people so they can get out their ideas.
I love it. Now, another thing I wanted to share, I did change it into a separate document that I had been working on. And actually, this helped me do a blog post that I did post. But what I loved, again, is being able to get those ideas and then just seeing them come to fruition and really understanding me. And like I said, getting those follow-up questions, like you mentioned, it's kind of like a coaching thing, but it didn't feel like a coaching. I just loved it because it was that interaction and I love the bouncing of ideas. But the one thing that I love too is also that you can always revisit previous versions of what you have done and how it saves them. So if I were to take this version here again and I would change this document and say, hey, you know what? I want this to be a Twitter thread. it'll go ahead and create this into a 7-part Twitter thread, but then say, hey, okay, that's good. I can go ahead and edit, but then I can always go back and revisit my previous iteration. And I think that that's something that is great too, as well as somebody who has that idea and now they're seeing, okay, now I want to build it out in this way. Now I want to build it out this way, but it's still your original ideas. And the fact that you can always build up on those ideas even more and come back and revisit and take it to that next level, that I have not seen anything else do that. And this is what really, it's just the value that this brings to somebody like myself and to many others is wonderful.
It's in version one is a cleaned up, like a beautified version of your transcript. So you can go all the way back to remember what you said. There's I follow this writing coach, David Perel. He's an online sort of blog post writer. And he talks about how capturing your ideas is like, it's that capture habit is actually the most important first step to communicating, becoming a writer, becoming a leader, becoming an influencer, because you have all these ideas, and if you don't do anything with them, they're going to get, float away to entropy, right? And so if you're thinking of something that is important, the first thing is getting it down, and maybe you'll evolve it into a blog post, or maybe you won't. Maybe you'll talk it out and you're like, huh, okay, I understand that a little bit more, but maybe I shouldn't say anything on that yet. Right. And so it's really an enabling tool to help people take control of their own, their own destinies.
Yeah, I love it. And the next thing that I did want to share with you, aside from having, 50 plus people in that room and just getting wowed by it, is thanks to this and this application, and obviously just in having conversations with my doctoral professors who happened to be at TCEA, and they actually had a booth there. So I went and I visited them, and because they have been, they've embraced artificial intelligence, and especially even right now as doctoral students, one of their things is there. It's like, hey, there's ChatGPT, there's Claude, there's all of this. It's a tool. As long as you cite what you used it for and how you used it, we're completely okay with it. And to me, that is wonderful in the sense that they're embracing the technology. The dissertation no longer feels like so punitive and boring. Now it feels like, man, I can go in deeper and so on. So I went and I shared with them the app, and he immediately downloaded it on his phone and he just tried it out. And from that moment on, in conversation, I said, this AI thing is, obviously over a year has been huge. And I said, why does a dissertation have to be writing? Like, why couldn't it be like a podcast? Why couldn't it do something like this? But in having that conversation now, I went and I ended up changing my dissertation that day. And now what it is it turned into, we said, well, why can't it be a podcast? So essentially my dissertation is going to be based on all of my interviews that I've had with founders, creators, such as yourself, educators. We're talking about AI, and now it turned into a qualitative study. So I want to thank you, because that really helped too, as well, to kind of get that idea going and coming to fruition. But also on behalf of Dr. Corbet and his wife, I want to give you thanks, because they really do appreciate the app. And like I mentioned, he uses it frequently now because of being able to get his ideas down on, recorded, and then being able to see that has really helped.
Yeah. Well, and thank you for promoting it. When you left TCA, you sent me a little message on LinkedIn. You're like, I bet you're going to get more users in Texas. And sure enough, like, there's more users in Texas the next morning, the next day. I think just helping people, really, like, so many people be unblocked and able to communicate their ideas, that's really the mission that we're trying to serve.
Well, I love it. I mean, your mission is great. The vision is wonderful. The app is so easy to use and it's so intuitive. And like you said, it really, you took what you did as an executive coach or coaching people and put it in a way and in a form that is so easy and intuitive and not overwhelming. And it just really, it, like you said, it enables you to get those ideas, but also it helps you keep going because now you feel like, hey, I'm unstoppable here. Like I can keep these things that I've been holding back because maybe, like I mentioned, that imposter syndrome or that insecurity and so on. Hey, I can put it down on paper. I can reread it. I can kind of rework it. I've got my coach here that's going to ask me like, hey, is there a specific main idea? Hey, what would you like to change? And then it just starts taking shape and really just getting it to where you needed it to be and what your intention was. And I think that is something that is very powerful. So I really do appreciate that because like myself too, like, and I told you my story too, is really like, I'm one of those, like I have so many ideas. And then like sometimes I get that analysis paralysis where I just stop because I'm so overwhelmed. Now, anywhere I go, it's like, my wife's like, what are you doing? I was like, I got an idea. I'm recording it right now. So now, and so believe it or not, I've got a couple of podcast episodes that'll probably be coming out, solo episodes, because now I'm able to rework those ideas and things of that sort. So I'm really excited about it. So yeah. Again, you know, you're definitely hitting on so many modalities and maybe so many people, you know, from adults to young children that this can make a huge difference for. So thank you for that.
Well, reading and writing was one of the most fundamental skills that we teach, as I said. When you're dyslexic and you really struggle with those, people really feel blocked. And dyslexics are like 3 or 4 times more likely to end up in jail. But they're also, if they can get over that and get to the point where they can communicate their ideas, they're three times more likely to be entrepreneurs, right? Like, because once you get over that barrier where you can figure out some sort of solution or people or tools or technology around you to get your ideas out, it unblocks all your other forms of thinking. And I think that's, you know, even in today, you can imagine a world where like we just listen to like hateful messages online or, you know, that's so stimulating. It like hits our amygdala and we get angry and reactive. Or you can imagine, and then that AI amplifies that. Or you can imagine a world where AI helps you clarify your ideas. And instead of you asking ChatGPT to write your lesson plan, you use those moments of like ideas that you're having, like when you're out for a run or something, and become even a better teacher, right? An even better leader to your education community. You know, you talked about doctoral thesis. I did a lot of physics and building and math. I struggled to write. But like if I could talk out those ideas, I had the ideas in there. So it could be really enabling. So we're just hoping to get more feedback, and it's still free in beta right now. So we're mostly just trying to bring people in and see which ways it can help people.
Absolutely. Well, that kind of segues into my last question that I had for you, you know, as far as the interview. Well, actually, there's still a couple more questions, but, you know, kind of winding down this segment is, what is the future for Storied? What is it that you may have in mind? If there's anything that you might be able to share, you know, what are some next steps? Because again, like, I think that this is going to definitely take off in a way that maybe I don't know, maybe you didn't think of, because there's so much potential here, and just the education space alone can really just boom, come in all at once. And so that's huge. So what are some of the future plans?
Yeah. You know, we've started by enabling dyslexic leaders, these dyslexics who are adult and like have great ideas and are trying to communicate them. But I think there's a lot of ways we can expand. We can work with organizations, schools, you know, there's other people in the like OT space that, you know, enable people. Certainly we're building the data security levels on that to get adopted there. On the AI side, you know, I think there's a lot of information in the way we speak, right? It turns out that when to ask a question is I think a harder problem than what question to ask. Because if you listen to when people are struggling, you can hear it. And as a human, you can, AI can't. Right. It doesn't know just think about my Google assistant. It's always sort of like not understanding my intent or picking up the wrong things. So I think there's a lot to do in the audio side to help people understand their intent better, so they can ask questions and so you can write it better for their intent. So I think this is the, you know, the future is bright in terms of helping people get, you know, helping enable people by being a better and better listener.
Love it. That is great. And I think that's something that we definitely need more of, just more listeners for sure. And just more ability to share and have discourse and that, you know, share ideas and so on. So I love it. I know for, like I said, I'm excited all around, but just because my world for the last 18 years has been education, I am like extremely excited. Like just want to shout out in the, off the rooftop and be like, hey guys, story.work, like use it. All right. Well, Nick, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for sharing just your insight, your story, the work that you're doing. And again, like, I'm just really excited to continue to share your work and share this platform because of the potential that it has, obviously, within my space here in the education space, and obviously seeing the technology being used in such a positive way. I absolutely love it. So thank you so much for that work that you're doing. But before we go, I always love to end the show with these following three questions. And I know these are some of the questions that I have a couple of friends that always listen in just to get that EduKryptonite question. So we'll go ahead and start off with that one. So Nick, as we know, every superhero has a pain point or that one weakness. And we know that for Superman, that kryptonite was that weakness or that pain point. So I want to ask you, Nick, what would you say in this moment, what would you consider to be your current edu kryptonite?
I think a lot of teachers in the writing space will resonate with the idea of those kids that are just hard to get them to start writing, communicating, you know, like, you know, they're smart, but they like, it's hard to get them to start doing it. That's our issue too for adults as well, right? Like people have amazing ideas and they just have to be willing to go and start building that habit of recording it. So that's our main challenge right now. But once people get there, it's like, it's awesome. It's awesome to see what happens.
Love it. Excellent. All right. Question number two, if you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
Very similar theme. You ping me with this question. I think it'd be like, take control of your life and be heard. Yes. Like if you can share your message, it's a wonderful world.
I love it. And absolutely. And yes, that hits in so many levels. And just going back to your previous answer too, as well. So that is a wonderful, wonderful billboard for sure. All right, Nick, the last question is, if you had to author a book starting tomorrow, what would your book be about?
I kind of laughed at this one because for some reason, I thought of that old movie, Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Love the Bomb. And I'd write like Dr. Talk Love, or How I Learn to Start Rambling and Be Effective. And because I think, you know, I spent 23 years getting my, in 23 years in school, like I did like all the way. And then I did a PhD in applied physics. And I was so analytical and like, able to criticize and be right and whatever. And I was so critical of myself when it came to my writing, and for good reason, because I'm terrible at spelling and I could get plenty of that feedback. But once I got to this point where I felt okay just talking about my ideas and I found systems or people where I could talk about those ideas, it's so enabling. That's why get rid of the old analysis paralysis and critical and let people talk if that's what gets them able to communicate.
I love it. Thank you so much. Cause that really hit, like for me, like I said, it's something that I definitely struggle with very much, and that analysis paralysis. And then after that too, it's just almost that imposter syndrome too, that I'm like, I just feel very self-conscious about my writing too as well. But I tell you what, you know, what you're doing and what I've been able to do has been wonderful, and still being feeling a little bit still insecure, I should say, but it's helping, and just the fact that I'm still being able to ideate and see my ideas come to fruition and reworking them and so on.
You're an amazing example. Like, you know, you're able to articulate these ideas, find these things, enable. It's clear that, you know, you've turned that to be a creator and to be an influencer, really, to help people. And the world benefits from that. So awesome. I want to thank you for your awesome work. I recommend you to all my people who are looking for education space. And remember, life is about learning, right? So education is relevant for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, Nick, it's been an honor and a pleasure to be here with you speaking and share your story. And, you know, it's been great, obviously, getting to know each other after what maybe three meetings that we've had, and just to be able to share those wonderful wins, you know, that I've been able to share, been able to see and everything. So I'm really excited about what the future is going to bring to you, to your company, to everything that you're doing. And it's just really exciting time. So thank you for being here with us this evening.
You didn't need any, you just picked it up and start running. And now, now you're creating and bringing others, but I'll offer a personal onboarding to anybody.
Awesome. Excellent. And we'll definitely have all your info there in the show notes. So for all of you that are listening, thank you so much for, you know, checking out this episode and just hearing the story. You're going to see all of Nick's information, obviously, on the webpage. Make sure you do connect with him, because he is readily available and he'll send you the Calendly, and you can definitely have a chat, and you're going to connect with him, and you're absolutely going to fall in love with him and the work that he's doing. So I highly recommend that you do reach out. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you all for all of your support. Guys, if you haven't followed us on all socials, please make sure you follow us on all socials at My EdTech Life, at My EdTech Life on all socials. And if you can, please, our goal this year is to get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. We're at about 689, I believe. So there's still a little bit of work to do. So if you haven't hopped over to YouTube, please do so. Give us a thumbs up. Subscribe to our channel so you can get this amazing content as well. And don't forget to visit our website at myedtech.life, myedtech.life, where you can check out this amazing episode and the other 266 wonderful episodes that we've been able to bring to you in almost 4 years. I promise you that you will find something specific for you, from entrepreneurs, edupreneurs, education practitioners, teachers, creators. We've got a little bit of everything for you. So I promise you, you'll find some knowledge nuggets that you can sprinkle onto what you are already doing great. There you go. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much, as always, for all of your support. And my friends, until next time, don't forget, stay techie.